bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll-free, 866-472-5790, 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Bauer Power Hour with host Roger Bauer. Here you will learn the latest tools and techniques in public relations, media interactions, and word-of-mouth marketing. Now, here's your host, Roger Bauer.
A happy 2008 to you in frigid Louisville, Kentucky. I'm your host, Roger Bauer, and thank you for tuning into the Bauer Power Hour. I'm going to apologize to everybody right off the bat. I've been battling a little cold here because of the weather change here in Louisville. We go from 61 day to 20 the next, so if I sound a little like Tony Gwynn, you'll understand why. I got a great show lined up for you today, and I'll start off by asking you a few questions. Are you looking to better connect with your prospects and customers? Give your company or business a real-life persona that customers can get to know and connect with. Engage in a dialogue with your customer community. Establish a more robust online presence, or perhaps generate buzz about your products or services. Communicating with prospects and customers is a challenge many companies don't overcome gracefully. With more and more communication migrating and evolving online, it's a wonder that some companies ever emerge victorious. My guest today will talk about business blogging to give your company an edge in the marketplace. Ted Demopoulos' professional background includes over 25 years of experience in information technology and business, including 15 years as an independent consultant. Each year he helps corporations make informed decisions through his seminars, keynotes, and consulting services. His clients have included Cisco, HP, IBM, and Motorola. Ted Demopoulos' first significant exposure to computers was in 1977 when he had unlimited access to his high school's PDP-11 and hacked at it incessantly. That's going back there. He consequently almost flunked out, but he learned he liked playing with computers a lot. His first entrepreneurial ventures began in college and have been continuous since. Ted is a frequent speaker at conferences and other events, quoted often by the press, author of What No One Ever Tells You About Blogging and Podcasting, and co-author of Blogging for Business. Ted holds a BA from Dartmouth College and an MS from the University of New Hampshire. Ted, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you, Roger. It's my pleasure to be here, and I'm just fine. Hopefully everyone else is as well.
Yeah, I hope you're not battling the cold and the icks like I am, but anyway, we'll jump right in. Let me start off by asking a few basic questions about you and blogging, although I'm sure you get asked a few of these a billion times, but we'll go there anyway. How did you get started in blogging to the point you've written a few books about it?
Well, Roger, I've been on the Internet forever and using email since before they even had the term email. Mm-hmm. In 79, I had a professor that insisted we get our homework via email. They called it blitz mail back then.
Right.
At least where I was. And I've been doing business online forever, probably starting, 1986, 1987. By 1990, when I was consulting primarily with high-tech companies at that point, I was booking most of my gigs online, most of my consulting, my speaking, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But even though I'd been online forever, I didn't have a website up, didn't have much of a web presence, really next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 years ago, 3 years in 1 month, my website hadn't been up very long. I decided I should try blogging.
Okay.
I knew what it was. I'd been reading blogs since probably 99, and I thought there might be some business value, something more than what I had for breakfast and what, you know, pictures of my cat and so
forth. Let me stop you. For those uninitiated, I'm amazed when I go speak at different places and speak at seminars and keynote speeches. There's a lot of people who don't really know what a blog is. Just explain it from a basic nuts and bolts standpoint so people know what we're talking about when we talk about blogs.
Sure. Roger, a blog is a very simple website. It has a very specific format. It's recently updated very often, you know, weekly or almost daily. And it's updated by something called posts. Now, a post is a very short article written in a personal tone,
right,
just like we're speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And people could be posting on their business, on what they had for lunch. It could be like a personal diary. It could be on the field they work in. And a big distinction between a blog and a website is you need zero technical knowledge to blog.
Right.
Sending a blog, or writing a blog, is as simple as sending an email.
Right.
You know, my 90, almost 100-year-old father can send emails.
Yeah. He's doing better than my 83-year-old father. But
oh, my father exaggerates on his age a little bit, so...
They all like to do that, but I guess that's fathers for you. But
yeah,
you
well, blog is a
go ahead.
It's a really simple website that someone updates very regularly and writes in a conversational tone.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to write well or traditional good writing in order to blog effectively.
Right, and a lot of people always ask me, "Well, I've got a website. How is the website different from a blog?" And I know that you just mentioned it's more personal in nature and it's conversational, whereas a website's kind of an online brochure where people
right.
go just get basic information. They're not going to have a conversation with somebody on a website.
Exactly. And people like to do business with people they know.
Right.
With people they like.
Mm-hmm.
And people we know and like, we tend to trust.
Right.
Whereas my company website, I'm a company of, you know, one and the odd contractor.
Mm-hmm.
My company website is somewhat sterile, you know, just by its nature. It doesn't have a lot of personality, because that's not what people expect in a standard website. But my blog does. My blog is very much me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started blogging, and now I was just playing. I did not know what I was doing. I was experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
I thought nobody was reading my blog except for maybe... friends and family, and they probably weren't looking very often. But I noticed within a month, my traffic to my website, because of the blog, had increased enormously, getting a lot more traffic. And then one day, it was about 4 weeks after I started, I got a call. Somebody wanted to hire me to give a keynote speech for a big government agency, and I'd been highly recommended. Now, this person didn't even know how to spell Demopolis. Never mind pronounce it.
Right.
They couldn't look me up online. But after I spoke to them, they went, looked at my website, looked at my blog, and what they had told me was, hey, we're really interested in hiring you, but we're looking at two other people also that are also highly recommended. And we have a committee, and whenever I hear committee, it means they probably already have a favorite. That's not me.
Right.
But he called me back about 30 minutes later and said, I don't know what a blog is, but I've been reading yours for 30 minutes. If you want the job, it's yours.
Yeah, cool.
And that's when I knew I was onto something.
Yeah, because you can't get somebody to stay at your website for 30 minutes, that's for sure, because it...
No.
He
knew from...
Disorder kicked
yep.
in. They want all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, my personality came through, what I was like, the kinds of things I would talk about were pretty obvious from the writings. They were all on the intersection of technology and business.
Mm-hmm.
And... I had similar experiences repeat themselves over and over, where essentially sales cycles were shortened
mm-hmm.
because people got to know me and what I did much more quickly
mm-hmm.
because of my personality coming through my blog.
Right. I've had a weird situation just yesterday, in fact, or the day before, I guess it was New Year's Day, where I saw the Nike commercial with the guy in the wheelchair. And he's making all his excuses, and I went out and looked on YouTube to find a video of it and thought, you know, that'd be kind of something, that's a good example of what I think is good advertising, so I'm going to post it on the blog. I wasn't thinking, wow, this is going to generate a lot of traffic, but I guess lo and behold, a lot of people started doing a search for it, and I get a bunch of visitors off something that I really wasn't. I was just trying to have a little conversation with people, but now they filter through to the website, and they go to the radio site, and then... It's like a circle that was all started, that if I didn't have the blog, nobody would have ever even discovered me. So now I've got all this traffic coming in because of just posting that little video up there and saying, hey, I like this commercial. What do you think? I might have a little contest on it, but you know, it's a different story. But like you say, people can get to know you and kind of get a feel for your personality, whereas that website, it's like, meh, I don't want to say it's websites are cold, but they kind of are. They don't have a lot of depth to them. It's like, here we are, here's what we do.
Right.
You want to do business, yes or no, click here.
Hopefully your website shows you as professional and qualified.
Right.
And it's hard to show much more than that.
Mm-hmm. Let's say I've got my blog all online, which I do, but there's a lot of people out there that don't. What are some tips to really make a blog pop, for the lack of a better term?
I'll give you three big ones. First of all, write in a personal tone.
Mm-hmm.
So just write like you speak, so your personality shows through, and so it's conversational and easy to read. That's very important. Secondly, people want to have a focus on their blog. What are they writing about? You can't just write about anything you're interested in on the planet. Well, you could, but that wouldn't be a business blog.
Right.
So what is your business about? What are you doing? Now, if you're in a few lines of business, you probably want to concentrate on one on the blog. But let me give you an example. I have a friend. I'm not going to give his name. I don't want to embarrass him. But he is really passionate about two things. He's passionate about poker.
Okay.
And he's involved in the poker business.
Okay.
And he's also a born-again Christian. He's extremely religious.
Hmm.
And he wants to blog on Christianity and gambling.
They're kind of at opposite ends of the spectrum there.
And, I tried explaining to him, like, you know, most people who are interested in one of your topics are not going to be interested in the other. It's like,
right.
Sure, there's some intersection, but you need focus. You need to be blogging on one thing primarily.
Mm-hmm.
So you need focus. You need to know what you're blogging on.
Okay.
The third thing
save the third one. We're right up on the first
sure.
break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the third tip that Ted's going to share with us. And we'll also talk about a couple interesting stats that kind of involve blogs and also search engines that you'll definitely want to hear about. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Bauer Power Hour with Ted Demopoulos and Roger Bauer. We'll be right back.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
SMB Consulting helps businesses attract a greater share of their target audience, which means generating more leads and ultimately increasing sales. Your business will benefit from proven marketing techniques customized to meet your needs and deliver your business's message to those who wish to receive it most. Whether you need a fresh marketing plan developed, greater strategic focus, or search engine optimization campaigns, SMB will be there every step of the way to help you achieve the results you desire. Don't let your competition get the upper hand. Contact a marketing consultant today by visiting our website at SMBConsultingInc.com or emailing info@SMBConsultingInc.com.
Link up with Chris Curtis on WebWise Business and discover the millionaire in you. If it's the web you want, it's the web we've got, and it's the chic geek bringing it to you live. Tune in to WebWise Business every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Radio Network.
Get your click on. Get your click on
with the Chic Geek.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 888-459-4825. 888-459-4825. 859-4825. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 888-459-4825. 888-459-4825. 888-459-4825. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You've been listening to the Bauer Power Hour with host Roger Bauer. If you have a question or comment for Roger or his guest, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Roger and the Bauer Power Hour.
Welcome back. We're talking today with Ted Demopoulos, and we are talking about business blogging. And before the break, we were talking about three tips to really make your blog pop, and we were on tip number three right before the break, so pick up from there, Ted, and talk about that third tip.
Sure, Roger. Blogging is all about sharing. It's about providing value. So what I do and what I recommend people do is when they blog, try to provide value to your audience, to the people that are reading what you're writing. Now, hopefully you're one of your audience. You're like them. So if it's something you find interesting that's on topic, you have to keep focus, then it's probably something that many people who are reading your blog are also going to be interested in and find value in.
Mm-hmm. What are some mistakes that you see a lot of people make when they set out to do, even if it may not be a business blog, but just a blog in general? That I think I know one of them, but go ahead and talk about some of the mistakes you see people make.
Let me give you three big ones. One is, on the business side, people that are always just promoting their business, their products or services or things like that. Nobody wants to hear or listen to a running advertisement. You can certainly talk about what you have and what you sell. You know, work your products or services and so forth into the discussion, but you don't want to focus on them. Nobody wants to read your marketing literature. You know, it's not that exciting despite how great you might think it is.
Right.
Another one is there is a bit of a commitment. You do need to blog regularly. I sometimes say, you need to write something at least semi-intelligent once a week. More often's better, but at least once a week. Mm-hmm. And it's not formal writing, you know, it's writing conversationally, so it's not that hard to write. Another problem a lot of people have is they're not familiar with blogging before they start. They get all excited, like, oh, this is the next wave of marketing. This is going to help me. And they start blogging without reading any blogs first.
Mm-hmm.
I always recommend people spend at least a couple of weeks reading blogs. You know, at least looking once a day for a few minutes. And it's very easy to find blogs that are in your target area, that are in your niche. You could use any of the blog search engines. I personally like Technorati, TechNorati.com, just like it sounds. Spelled just like it sounds, unlike my last name. And once people get the feel of it, they usually do pretty well. Now, I'm not going to claim blogging's for everybody, but I would have told you 3 years ago I didn't like to write. And I do a lot of writing these days.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I remember telling people I don't even like to write. Well, I think I was wrong about myself because I do enjoy to write, and it's fun to interact with people through written word and text and that sort of thing. I've gotten away from emailing, which is something I used to love, but now it's I'm inundated with email, so I'm kind of burned out on that. So blogging's a better avenue now. But go ahead, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, blogging is a better avenue for a lot of communications. Now, one thing about blogs is the vast majority allow readers to leave comments. You write something, someone can come and leave a comment. They may agree with you, they may disagree, they may add a different viewpoint or some other information, but that gets a bit of a conversation going. And it's interesting, sometimes I'll write something immensely popular. Hundreds or thousands of people will come read it. No one will leave a comment. Other times I'll read something, almost no one looks at it, and I'll get 5 or 10 comments on it. So you never know.
Right.
But you do get to know the people that are reading your blog, or at least some of them, because they tend to leave comments.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, I often meet some of the people as time goes on, particularly because I travel an awful lot with my speaking. I tend to meet a lot of them in person. And the biggest compliment anyone ever gives me is when they say I'm just like my blog. But I should be. It should be your personality shining through.
Right. I read an interesting set of stats on your blog. I think I just read them this morning. One of which was 18% of working college graduates report that their employers expect some form of self-marketing online as part of their job. I think that's a Digital Footprints study or report that you got that from. But talk about that a little bit and how self-promotion is kind of the wave here a little bit of late, and how blogs can help accomplish that.
Sure, Roger. Yeah, that's from the Pew Internet and American Life Project report called Digital Footprints that just came out about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
18% of working college graduates. That's a lot. That, you know, their employer expects some form of self-marketing. Now, what does this really comprise? Well, it's very basic. It means you need to be Googleable. Whether someone's using Google or Yahoo, you have to be able to find you online. And the reason for that is because people are always Googling you. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
When you meet with people, if they haven't met with you before, there's a good chance they're going to Google you. I have a friend who just started, she has a new girlfriend. She Googled him before she would go out with him. And she did the same for her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that's taking it to another level. But
now, I gave a talk about 6 weeks ago on generating an effective internet presence. I had about 500 people in the audience, and I asked them, I said, how many people Googled me before they showed up? And almost everyone's hand raised.
Wow.
Now, I was speaking at 8:30 in the morning. Most people were out late the night before.
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing they wouldn't have shown up if they hadn't found anything about me or anything good.
Yeah, that's true. That's something I've done from time to time, and I've gotten to the point. It's interesting to watch that evolve over time to where you start out and there's little to nothing about you, and then maybe there's one or two, and then you get to the point where there's 30, 40, 50 different entries within Google or Yahoo or whatever all about you.
Right.
It's kind of neat to see how it spreads out and replicates and kind of has that mushroom effect where it spreads out and takes off like wildfire. Along with that, you had another stat on there where 83% of recruiters used search engines to learn more about candidates in 2007, which was up from 75% in 2005, according to ExecuNet. Furthermore, 43% of those recruiters eliminated candidates based on the results. Now, that's a pretty powerful statement for, you know, online research. Talk about how you can tie research in with blogging or use blogging as a research tool.
Sure. If you blog, your blog is going to show up in the search results. The search engines love blogs. And, you know, when someone's searching on you, it's great if what they find is something you wrote. Because obviously, you should be showing yourself in a positive light.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody makes mistakes. We don't want our mistakes to show up in Google near the top of the list. And by creating content, for example, by blogging, we're presenting our hopefully better side up high in the search results. Now, even if you do not blog, one thing you can do is you can go to blogs on your industry, blogs on whatever your niche is, and you can leave comments on them.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully intelligent, thoughtful comments, not something like, yeah, me too, or good post, but something showing you with being, you know, fairly intelligent. We're just talking 2-3 sentences long.
Mm-hmm.
And those will also show up high in the search engine results.
Mm-hmm. I've got a story that kind of ties in with that. It's not blogging necessarily, but it's social networking, which is somewhat related. There's a girl here in town, and she emailed me and said, hey, you seem to be doing pretty good with your business. How can I break out of, she's in the entertainment industry, she's a bartender, and how can I break out of that? And I wrote her back. I said, don't take offense to this, but I said, if you're going to go take your resume into somebody and show them that, they're going to search you, they're going to find your MySpace page, which has got a bunch of stuff that employers are going to frown upon, so you're going to either want to clean that up or, you know, present a more professional image on there, because employers are going to find it, and that's going to hurt you in a job search campaign. Talk about that a little bit, to where it is a double-edged sword, to where, yeah, you can go out there and really paint a nice positive picture, but when you set out and you start putting all this stuff online, it can come back to haunt you as well.
Yeah, something foolish is probably okay.
Yeah.
So something showing your personality is okay, but anything of questionable morality,
mm-hmm.
any nudity, well, depending, I suppose that depends on the field you're in, but for most of us, anything illegal or potentially so, you don't want to have online, because the internet is an extremely public place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a friend of mine hires a lot of people pretty much right out of college. My friend Hector, he had 3 people he was looking at hiring. They all looked good. They all would have been, you know, they looked like they knew their stuff. They would have been good employees. He had narrowed it down to his favorite choice out of these top 3. He had Googled them. They showed up okay. And I said, you know, they're all right out of college. Let's go look in MySpace. And it was fascinating what we found on this one guy.
Yeah.
He had written a little story on how last Saturday he had gone to a party and drank 18 beers. Now, I'm amazed he counted, but okay, so he went and drank 18 beers, woke up in the morning, he was home, didn't know how he got there, looked out the window, his car was home, and had no idea how his car was home, and it was obvious that his concern was that his car was okay. Now, you know, that raises some questions. One could say, well, maybe he shouldn't drink that much, but, you know, more importantly, did he drive his car home?
Yeah. Well, hold that thought, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about how you can make money with blogs, and we'll also continue the story about some shady stuff. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Bauer Power Hour. My guest today is Ted Demopoulos. We'll be right back.
Money, money, up-to-date business and financial news. Money, money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
SMB Consulting helps businesses attract a greater share of their target audience, which means generating more leads and ultimately increasing sales. Your business will benefit from proven marketing techniques customized to meet your needs and deliver your business's message to those who wish to receive it most. Whether you need a fresh marketing plan developed, greater strategic focus, or search engine optimization campaigns, SMB will be there every step of the way to help you achieve the results you desire. Don't let your competition get the upper hand. Contact a marketing consultant today by visiting our website at SMBConsultingInc.com or emailing info@SMBConsultingInc.com.
Is your job heavenly or closer to hell on earth? Maybe it's time you stop waiting on employers to make you satisfied and learn how to recognize your own career contentment. Jeff Garten and his expert guests show you how every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific when you tune in to Career Contentment Radio on the Voice America Business Radio Network. Contentment is yours to control and easier to achieve than happiness or satisfaction.
No matter what your business is, your company's employees are your most valuable assets. Corporate mentoring cultivates and strengthens your employees' skills and talents so that everyone benefits. Tune in every Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern, to Mentoring Matters. Mentoring in today's business world with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Parson, and discover what a mentoring program can do for you and your company.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No more candy!
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You've been listening to the Bauer Power Hour with host Roger Bauer. If you have a question or comment for Roger or his guest, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5790.
That's 1-866-472-5790.
Now, back to Roger and the Bauer Power Hour.
Welcome back. We're talking today with Ted Demopoulos, and we're talking about blogging. And before the break, Ted was sharing a story about a guy had gone out and drank 18 beers and was concerned about his car more so than anything else. Finish the story on that, Ted, because it had an interesting outcome.
Yeah, Roger. It certainly sounded from reading what he had written in MySpace that he had driven his car home and didn't seem concerned about that, or at least was far more concerned about his car being okay than, you know, any possible drunk driving and the fact he could have killed himself or someone else. And the very surprising thing was he still got the job.
Wow.
Because the person who was doing the hiring was extremely understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think most hiring managers would be that understanding.
No, I was going to say, I think most would immediately say not a candidate and move on to something else. I'm happy he got the job, if that's, you know.
He's got the job. He's worked out well as an employee so far.
Okay.
It's a local guy. It's about 30 minutes away from me, and he's worked out really well. And you know, people make mistakes, particularly young people. Old people like me do too. But we don't want to publicize them.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's kind of what I was trying to tell the girl here is, you know, hey, it's great because she's got super energy, and that's the thing that maybe you can pick up on the MySpace account, but a lot of the other pictures show somebody who kind of has a disregard for, not necessarily authority, but doing the right thing sometimes. And she's a super girl, and I'd hate to see the MySpace come back to haunt her in her professional endeavors, but it's possible that it may go that way. And no way to tell yet, but I guess we'll see how it plays out. Talk to me a little bit about how you can leverage a blog to make money. I know there's several different ways to do this, but share it with the audience so they can learn how to do it as well.
Sure. There are two primary schemes, two primary general ways. One is to make money because of your blog. The fact that you are blogging and you're getting visibility and credibility as an expert in your field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is primarily what I do. The fact that I'm blogging, and I've got a couple thousand people on any given day reading what I write, they're perceiving me, hopefully correctly, as an expert on what I'm writing about. And I quite regularly will get people who read my writings on the web hiring me as a consultant or as a speaker. The second way is to explicitly make money from your blog. Now, if you're getting significant traffic, you could run ads on your blog.
Mm-hmm.
There are pay-per-click schemes like AdSense, which almost anyone can sign up for. Just Google AdSense. And every time somebody clicks on one of your ads, you get a few pennies, maybe a dollar or two. For a lot of blogs, this doesn't work out, but for some it does. I have friends that are making over $100,000 a year from Google AdSense, just from people clicking on links on their blog.
Wow.
You can also sell advertising directly And if you blog long enough, people may contact you directly. I do sell a very little bit of advertising, and it pays for my coffee, pays for a little more than that. But also, when you're blogging, you're creating all kinds of content.
Mm-hmm.
And that content is hopefully valuable content. Now, to you, what you're writing may seem, you know, obvious, and it's like, well, I already wrote it. It's already out there for free. But a lot of people will pay for the information you've written on your blog if you take it, update it, organize it, and package it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a book or a set of audio CDs or videos on, let's say, how to do something, people will pay for content.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that content is all free now because it's all online isn't true. I very gladly pay for updated, organized content in an easily digestible format. I like to listen to stuff in the car, for example. A lot of business information in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I'll gladly pay for somebody's MP3s or CD set if it's something that I can use. Even though the information might be available for free online, yeah, I only have so much time in the day.
Right. Yeah, I think Seth Godin did a really good job with that, with Small is the New Big, his book. All it was a compilation of his blog post over the course of a year, and that was a book. And
right.
It was I think it was a bestseller. And
I think everything he's written lately has been, yeah.
Yeah, he's hot right now, but he's leveraged his popularity, and also his blog posts were things that people would want to read, but you don't have time to sit down at the computer and read through God knows how many posts that probably was, maybe 700 or whatever it is. If he's doing a couple a day, it's going to be over 700. But nobody wants to sit down and sit at the computer for that long to read all that stuff, so having it in a book format made it easy for everybody to kind of catch up with what he's doing. And he could do that every year and be a best-selling book probably every single year.
Right. Now, I read his blog, so I read it all online, and I still bought his book.
Yeah.
And read it on the airplane.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Because he had updated some of it and organized it. And as he said, you can't read a blog very easily on the beach.
No. Your computer's going to get pretty messed up on the beach. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it's all that sand, you know.
Yeah.
Can't keep it out no matter how hard you try.
Right. And you mentioned also audio CDs. There's also, if you do a lot of video vlogging or vlogging, if you want to call it that, that's another way people can repackage, repurpose that, and resell that material. There's ways to do that. And then it's also, you talk a little bit about writing for someone else where you're a hired blogger. That's now a job title that we didn't have probably 5 years ago. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are working as hired bloggers. You're essentially working as a writer. And a lot of writing online these days are blogs. Now, sometimes it might be a company which is looking for someone to blog. Old friend of mine just started working for a small company in Wisconsin, and she's their blogger.
Mm-hmm.
She works for the company. She's there every day. She knows what's going on, and she writes on what they're doing. It's a company called Wisconsin Made.
Mm-hmm.
There are also blog networks, which kind of like TV networks, instead of having a lot of shows, have a lot of blogs.
Mm-hmm.
And many of those hire. If you have expertise they're looking for, they're very happy to hire you. And the pay can be all over the place.
Right.
A percentage of advertising or a fixed amount per post. And I have one friend who, as he says, he's not getting rich, but he's doing it in his spare time, and it pays his mortgage.
Mm-hmm. And I've also go ahead.
No, he has specialized knowledge in the niche that this blogging network was looking for.
I've also seen some people that have taken their blog, they may write a review-type blog to where they'll go out and review products or services, and that's another way to where you may not get paid for it, but you might get free products to review or get a try out a service that maybe somebody else doesn't because you've got the following built up. You can go out and review that blog, and those people have that attention, which is what these companies really want. So that's another way to leverage a blog that maybe you don't get paid for, but there's some benefits to having the blog. I think if people start to think a little outside of the box, they can go anywhere with a blog.
Yeah, I get a lot of free books, for example, because I review a fair number of business books on my blog.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's remotely on topic. I also get a lot of books that aren't remotely on topic sent to me, but I love to read, and I can't read everything they send me, but I do get some really good stuff.
Let's talk a little bit about CEO blogs and how those are received by the public.
Sure. I would define a CEO blog as a blog written by a high-level executive. It might be a chief executive officer, or it just might be someone up high. And those are received very high, because a CEO of a large company, or an officer of a very large company, is going to have a lot of attention on them, because of the organization itself.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody who is a CEO or high up starts blogging, they're getting a lot of attention. Now, they also have a lot of responsibility, because there are certain things they probably can't say. Sometimes for legal reasons, if it's a publicly held company,
mm-hmm.
and also because they always have proprietary information. Now, presumably, someone that's risen that high in the ranks knows what they can and can't do.
Right.
But they can really help give a company kind of a face, a personality. And there aren't that many CEO bloggers out there right now. But they really do get a lot of attention where we have them. For example, Bob Parsons.
Yes.
Who blogs. He's the GoDaddy guy.
Right.
A lot of people read what he has to say. Now, he's pretty controversial. He says whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And, you know, the rules are a little different when you're on top.
Yeah.
He doesn't really stick any kind of focus very much, although he has a consistent viewpoint and voice throughout.
Yeah, he's one of the better ones to kind of, well, maybe that's not the phrase I want to use, but he's one of the ones to look at to say, okay, here's how a CEO can leverage a blog. Maybe you don't want to go as far as Bob's gone, but it's still it's a well received blog because he's off the cuff. It's him.
It's him, absolutely.
Yeah, and you kind of identify either with him or you don't. So he's going to get the business benefits from those who do identify with him, and those who don't, well, he probably didn't want to do business with him anyway, so it's not that big a deal. We're up on our final break. When we come back, we'll talk about 5 blogs you can look at as a template for how you can become a better blogger, and we'll also talk about some stuff that Ted's got going on in his business and his life right now. Don't go anywhere. We're talking with Ted Demopoulos. You're listening to the Bauer Power Hour.
Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free, 866-472-5790, 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
SMB Consulting helps businesses attract a greater share of their target audience, which means generating more leads and ultimately increasing sales. Your business will benefit from proven marketing techniques customized to meet your needs and deliver your business's message to those who wish to receive it most. Whether you need a fresh marketing plan developed, greater strategic focus, or search engine optimization campaigns, SMB will be there every step of the way to help you achieve the results you desire. Don't let your competition get the upper hand. Contact a marketing consultant today by visiting our website at SMBConsultingInc.com or emailing info@SMBConsultingInc.com.
Link up with Chris Curtis on WebWise Business and discover the millionaire in you. If it's the web you want, it's the web we've got, and it's the Chic Geek bringing it to you live. Tune in to WebWise Business every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Radio Network.
Get your click on. Get your click on
with the Chic Geek.
Over there's the water. whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearnings.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Sell, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
You've been listening to the Bauer Power Hour with host Roger Bauer. If you have a question or comment for Roger or his guest, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Roger and the Bauer Power Hour.
Welcome back. We're talking today with Ted Demopoulos. And before we wrap up the show, let's talk about a few more things. Ted, if you can, share with the audience 5 blogs they can visit that can serve as that. Here's how you blog like a professional.
Sure. Here's some real quick ones. How about copyblogger.com? Copyblogger.com. That's Brian Clark. He also has a few people guest posting on his blog, but very popular blogger, and it's pretty easy to tell why when you look.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is Seth Godin. SethGodin.typepad.com. And he has commented to me before he should have had a better URL for his blog. But he doesn't.
Yeah.
Another good one is conversations.com. Like conversations, but with a station, like a train station in there.
Oh, okay.
Conversations.com is also a great blog. Now, I also really like my friend Phil Gerbyshek's blog. He really writes very well, really has got the whole thing going very well, and although his last name's hard to spell, his blog is simple. It's makeitgreat.typepad, T-Y-P-E-P-A-D, .com.
Hmm.
That's also another great blog.
Okay.
Not sure if I've mentioned 5 yet or not, but these are all very good blogs, people mm-hmm. that have been doing it for a while, and really understand how to write well.
Yeah, we need one more. We got 4.
Okay, another one, instigatorblog.com. By Ben Yoskovitz, and instigatorblog.com is on marketing and startups and so forth, and Ben writes very well. And all these people, you'll read what they've written, and they're writing in a conversational tone, and you can pretty much tell what their personalities are like. You can also tell that they're writing seemingly almost effortlessly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in fact, they put some effort into it, but it comes easily because they've done it for a little while.
Right. One I'll toss into the mix is a local guy, a friend of mine, is businesspundit.com. That's another one that I didn't even know he was local until a few weeks ago, but that's a pretty good blog, and it's just about business. It's
Business Pundit. I will check it out.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. What are 3 questions to answer when you're planning a blog?
3 questions to answer. 1, you need to have a reason why you're blogging. Why are you blogging? Are you trying to generate some information about you on the internet to get a good internet presence? Are you trying to generate leads for your company? Are you trying to position yourself as an expert in your field? Why are you doing it? There needs to be 1 primary reason why you're blogging. That's 1 question.
Mm-hmm.
And that primary reason may change as time goes on, of course. May evolve. Another question is, what's your focus? What are you writing about? What's the primary focus? Is it on telemarketing? Or is it on growing petunias in northern climates? Or, you know, what's the primary focus? Now, the third one's a little tough. But the third one is, who is your audience? Who do you expect is going to be reading your blog? And, of course, you have very little control over who's actually going to be reading. You may find you have a different audience than you expected.
Mm-hmm.
But who do you think you're going to be writing to? What kind of people do you think you're going to be reading? So you can try, at least initially, to create content that they're going to like.
Right. Yeah, I think those are excellent tips, and that's something that I find myself looking at it and going, I probably need to answer that for myself again, even though I've
had to go back and periodically re-answer them myself as well.
Yeah, sometimes you lose that focus and you get sidetracked, and it happens, but it's good to know that even the people who have good blogs fall into that trap as well. Let's talk a little bit about, I know you just released a new ebook. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. It's called Effective Internet Presence. You can get it at effectiveinternetpresence.com. It's free. It's about 40 pages. And it talks about how to get good information about you online. Starting from really simple, if you have nothing, how you can in 10 minutes get something up that the search engines will love,
mm-hmm.
all the way through to slightly more complicated and techniques that take a little more time, like blogging. And blogging is obviously a great way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We also talk about how to look yourself up online, because you need to know what's out there.
Right.
Because, you know, if you're going into an interview or simply meeting someone for a cup of coffee or a business meeting, good chance some of them are Googling you. What are they seeing?
Right. Yeah, now, I think ego surfing is a big key for people is, you know, you need to keep track of what people are saying about you. And like you say, if you're going into a job interview or even a client relationship, you want to make sure that, hey, if there's something negative, I'm able to talk about it in an objective manner, at least say, yeah, I'm aware of this, and here's the reason why.
Right. I got caught once, Roger. This wasn't a bad thing, but it turns out there is another Ted Demopoulos that I didn't know about.
Huh.
And he started the Gays and Lesbians of Hellenic Descent Organization. And all of a sudden, he's showing up in the top 10 Google results.
Wow.
Now, it's not me. I never met the guy. We've spoken. Seems like a very nice person.
Yeah.
But I had someone probably a generation older than us, good guy, good client of mine, lives in Texas. Demographically speaking, he would be more likely to care than I would,
right,
if I were gay. And he started beating around the bush, asking me questions, and I didn't know what he was talking about. And finally, I told him, I said, Johnny, what are you talking about? I've known this man a while. And he told me, he says, is that you? Now, I don't know if he would have cared or not.
Yeah.
But I should have known that was there.
Right. Yeah, because it's nothing like that catches you off guard. I can imagine the wide eyeball look of, wow, yeah.
Yeah. And there was a little while where something was showing up, and because of the way Google had indexed this, it looked like, from the search engine result, that I had been thrown out of something for plagiarism. Now, in fact, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
It was actually for a security certification from one of my clients called the SANS Institute. And the person below me that had gotten certified had been thrown out.
Okay, yeah.
But because of the way the results were returned, if you didn't actually click on it, it looked like it might have been me. And I knew about that, so I could counter that.
Right. Well, tell some people how they can get in contact with you and either hire you or, you know, just maybe have a business endeavor or something of that nature.
Sure. Well, you can find me all over the Internet if you know how to spell my name. If you don't, I still show up pretty easily. My main page, main site is Demop, DEMOP.com.
Okay.
You can also find me at my blog, which is blogging for businessbook.com. Nice short URL like Demopolis. And my new site, effectiveinternetpresence.com.
Cool. Well, we are out of time, and I want to thank Ted for coming on to the show today. I'm hoping we can do a show again next week, same guest. Hopefully we can do one on podcasting. If it doesn't work out, then we'll schedule it for another time. But you've been listening to the Bauer Power Hour. Please join us next week where we'll have another power-packed marketing hour where we'll help you better attract your target audience. I've been your host, Roger Bauer. Thanks for joining me. If you got any comments or questions, please do so by sending an email to radio@smbconsultinginc.com. Thanks. I am out.
Thanks for joining the Bauer Power Hour. Be sure to tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, as Roger Bauer shares strategies on how to improve a company's marketing message. Until then, you can visit Roger's website at smbconsultinginc.com. We'll see you back here next week.